From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Two water resource stories top the regional news this day. At least 10% of all federal funding for harbor improvement projects will go to the Great Lakes region under newly approved congressional legislation. The requirement is part of the $12.3 billion Water Resources Reform and Development Act, which the Senate approved on Thursday. The House earlier this week passed the bill, which now heads to President Barack Obama for his signature. Besides guaranteeing the Great Lakes a share of future harbor spending, the bill designates the lakes as a single navigational system for funding purposes. Supporters say that means smaller ports will have a better chance of getting money for maintenance work. The bill also calls for more spending on harbor dredging and gives the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers greater authority to deal with invasive species such as Asian carp. And, speaking of them, a lock in Minneapolis will be closed to prevent invasive carp from spreading upstream thanks to another provision in the Water Projects Bill. The upper St. Anthony Falls lock on the Mississippi River will be closed to stop the fish. The lock and dam have long been viewed as a good choke point. Minnesota lawmakers worked to have the provision included in the larger Water Resources Reform and Development Act. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says closing the lock will help stop invasive carp. She says they are a major threat to Minnesota's waterways and says they hurt fishing and recreation industries. Minnesota health officials say the risk of contracting a tick-borne disease remains high despite the harsh winter that we've endured. The heavy snowfall across Minnesota actually helped disease-carrying ticks survive because they were insulated from frigid temperatures. Department of Health tick specialist David Neitzel says field study locations in central and southeastern Minnesota show a healthy population of deer ticks. The highest risk for exposure to ticks is typically from mid-May through mid-July. A record 1,431 Lyme disease cases were reported in Minnesota last year. Neitzel says health officials expect that tick-transmitted disease risk will be high again this year. Higher risk areas include wooded or brush habitats in southeastern, central, and north-central Minnesota. An effort to prevent people from drowning due to dangerous currents along the Great Lakes will include installing kits with life-saving aids such as ring buoys and youth life jackets at 10 public beaches along Lake Michigan. Michigan Sea Grant said the kits will be installed this summer. Additional support from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration is expected to put similar equipment on beaches in Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio, and Pennsylvania over the next 2 years. A database assembled by Michigan Sea Grant and the National Weather Service says 138 swimmers drowned in the Great Lakes over the past 12 years, including 69 people in Michigan, in incidents blamed at least in part on rip currents and other currents. Former State Representative Tom Rukavina is coming out of political retirement. Rukavina said Monday he plans to run for an open seat on the St. Louis County Commission. Rukavina represented part of the heavily Democratic Iron Range in the Minnesota House for 26 years. The colorful lawmaker, known for his impassioned speeches, announced after the 2012 legislative session he would not seek re-election. Since then, he has served as a part-time Northern Minnesota aide to U.S. Representative Rick Nolan. Well, summer is almost here, but ice is still stacked up on the Lake Superior shoreline in Duluth. WDIO Television reports Lake Superior is still about 3% covered with ice. Ron Williams of the National Weather Service says the area has had just tons of ice and it just hasn't been able to melt. He says the water is hovering around 34 degrees and the ice will melt faster once the lake reaches 40 degrees. The areas packed with ice include the head of the lake and the Apostle Islands. Williams says a south wind is coming this weekend that will push ice to the north. That, along with warmer weather, will start melting the ice fast. Sales of vacation homes appear to be on the rise across much of Minnesota, driven mostly by buyers who have cash or can tap into investment accounts. A Minneapolis Star Tribune report says the largest increase was in the Arrowhead region, which includes the north shore of Lake Superior and hundreds of secluded inland lakes. Sales here rose 8% during the first 3 months of the year. A real estate company headquartered in Duluth claims it's had $5 million in sales in the first quarter compared to $2.6 million last year. Well, what's a youper? According to the latest edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, it's the moniker for native or longtime residents of the Lake Superior region of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, known for a distinctive manner of speaking and its Scandinavian roots. Youper is one of 150 new words or terms announced this week in the dictionary's 11th edition. Tuesday of this week was the first day of filing for county offices. Five candidates have filed for Cook County Commissioner District 1, John Bakovich, Frank Moe, Steve Fleece, Harry Drabeck, and Jerry Hinneker. For Commissioner District 3, Jan Sievertson has filed, and incumbent Bruce Martinson has filed for District 5. Incumbents Brady Powers and Dusty Nelms have filed for Auditor, Treasurer, and County Recorder, respectively. And as expected, Pat Eliason and Leif Lundy have filed for Cook County Sheriff. Molly Hicken has filed for County Attorney, a position she has been filling while Tim Scannell is on extended medical leave. There's no filing yet for Soil and Water Supervisor in District 4. However, Nancy Belding has filed in District 2. Filing closes on the 3rd of June. City and School Board filings open July 29th. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.